why you do it. Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, well, well. Hello there. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a difference a night makes, huh? Here we are tonight on this Friday night edition of the broadcast, and we do have some exciting, fantastic, and good news to give you. That's right. It's not always bad. It's good news. As you probably know, after a flurry of public opposition to George Bush's amnesty bill, S-1348, the Senate, the Democrats, gave up on a motion to invoke cloture, to end debate. And, of course, the result was that is the end of the bill for now. For now. And there were three separate votes, as you know, that could have killed any further debate on the issue, invoked cloture, and all of them failed. The Kennedy measure was one of them, and then the leader, Harry Reid, followed the leader. He, of course, also failed. And another attempt was made to to invoke cloture. The first one was the roll call with 203 votes, 204, and the final 206. You did it. Ladies and gentlemen, you did it. You protested. You called. You ranted. You raved. You barked like dogs, good dogs, watchdogs. Indeed, you sounded the alarm like the Radio Avenger. All across this country, wide opposition to S-1348. George Bush is pulling his little hairs out of his head tonight. He is angry. Dick Cheney is angry. The powers that be are angry. Robert Pastor is angry. The Council on Foreign Relations is angry. What are they going to do about it? They're not going to take this lying down, I'll tell you that. But here you go. The opposition to this, the North American Union, NAFTA Superhighway, and all of the rest of it, is growing. Right now, it's growing. And people who listen to us are the ones who are doing it. You people are making a big difference. This and the hate bill. We must not give up on the hate bill. We must do the same thing on the hate bill. The ADL-sponsored hate speech bill that will punish people for free speech. That is next, ladies and gentlemen. We must never forget to continue to call. And it just so happens, on this night, we have scheduled to have with us a former Border Patrol agent who was railroaded by the infamous federal prosecutor, federal U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton. He is from San Antonio, and he is Gary Brugman. He will be our guest right after the upcoming break, I believe. And we have invited him. He said he would come here to talk to us about all of this treason and all of this treachery that has gone on for some time now. He's paid a price, as well as Agent Ramos and Compion. So we invite your participation tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back now on this Friday night edition of the program, and yes, we do have our guest, Gary Brugman, who you know probably have heard of Gary. He was a Border Patrol agent, the U.S. Border Patrol, and he ran afoul of the powers that be, and here he is right now. Gary, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Rick? How you doing?
All right, good. Good to have your voice on our program. We've heard heard a lot about you, and we've never been able to, until now, connect. So here we are. I'd like to, you know, play the man on the street type of questioner. I like to play just the ordinary, average questions without any particular axe to grind or agenda to try to find out exactly how this whole thing started and where it began with you. So why don't we do that? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your service to the nation, and how one day you wound up in trouble with these guys.
Well, yeah, fine. Back in 1990, I joined the Coast Guard, and I spent almost 9 years in the Coast Guard, from Florida up to New York, and I got out. I was honorably discharged and ended up in the Border Patrol down in Eagle Pass. And I served down there for about just over 5 years. And one night, January 14th of 2001, and it's kind of weird because there was a couple of separate incidents that happened, but man, what I was indicted with was back in January 14th of 2001, I responded to some sensor alerts, and I chased a group of illegal aliens that just entered the country. It was about a dozen of them. I chased them for about a mile and a half on foot, yelling for them to stop in Spanish, párense, párense, and I had a lot of gear on. I was losing ground on them. Another trainee agent came up and caught them. And when I ran up onto the scene, it didn't seem like he had much control over the situation. He was asking them to sit down, and a couple of them were kneeling, a couple of them were sitting, and there were two behind them that were kneeling. So I ran up, and I pushed them on the ground with my foot, told them to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got transported back to the station, and pretty much that's all I heard about that. 6 weeks later, that was on January 14th. 6 weeks later, on February 22nd, I was working a midnight shift, and me and my partner responded to the infrared camera operator who had seen a load of narcotics coming across the river, about approximately seven mules bringing dope across the river.
Mm-hmm.
So we responded to that, and I chased, I caught about three of them. Once we jumped the load, they all separated and ran. I caught about three, then I chased another two. One of them jumped through a barbed wire fence. The second one went through the barbed wire fence, and I did the same thing because I had my body armor and momentum, so I kind of flopped over it, and
mm-hmm.
we were all on the ground on the other side, Rick.
Yeah.
The first guy got up and ran, and I grabbed the other guy by the legs, and we got into a little bit of a tussle, and somehow he slammed me on the ground, kind of flipped me over, and he ended up sitting on my chest, had me by the neck, and I had him by his neck with my left hand, and he had my right hand pinned on the ground. And I said, oh, my God, I'm losing. I said, my moment's come. You know, I was exhausted. I was out of breath. And to make a long story short, I got my hand free, and the subject ended up with a broken nose.
Mm-hmm.
I took pictures of him. We transported him to the station, took pictures of him. He was turned over to DEA, prosecuted and convicted and sentenced to 57 months in jail. Next thing I know, they asked me to surrender my weapon, and I was put behind a desk for the next 14 months. Until I got a letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office saying I was a target of an investigation. I still didn't know what it was because I was trying to figure out what did I do wrong in breaking
mm-hmm.
this guy's nose.
Yes.
I mean, I said, he's still alive. I thought I was going to die. He's got convicted, so there's no doubt about that. I mean, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I played it over and over in my head.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the letter that said I was a target of investigation, it had the guy's name. And ironically, they were both named Miguel Angel. But the dope smuggler was Rodriguez Silva, and this document said Jimenez Saldana. I said, that's not the guy's name, because, you know, I researched this. That's not him. And the date was off, so it took me 4 days to figure out what had happened, who I was working with, what area I was working. And when I finally figured out, I said, it's this dude I pushed on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And another 4 months later, the true bill came back. I got indicted, and when I went to trial, they spent probably half a day or maybe three-quarters of a day on this guy that I was actually being indicted with, and they ridded the dope smuggler out of prison, who I wasn't even charged with, out of prison to testify, and spent 3 days on that, and somehow I got convicted, spent 2 years in jail.
And what was the final conviction on?
Deprivation of rights under color of law for pushing this guy on the ground who didn't have a scratch on him.
Why am I laughing?
Because it's ridiculous, that's why.
Yeah, it is absurd. And look at what happened to Ramos
mm-hmm.
and La Compion.
Mm-hmm.
And now you, I guess, were, quote, lucky, unquote, in that you were sentenced to, a couple of years, is that right?
27 months.
27 months. So,
yes, sir.
And where did you serve?
They sent me to, well, they actually, in 2 years, they bounced me around to five different prisons. I was at a contract prison here in San
mm-hmm.
Antonio. They sent me to Oklahoma City,
mm-hmm.
to the transfer center there. I ended up in Coleman, Florida for about 8 or 9 months. And then one day they packed me up, shipped me to the penitentiary in Atlanta. And eventually I ended up at Yazoo City, Mississippi, where Agent Ramos is serving time right now.
Yes. No. So five different places. And what kind of treatment did you receive? Were you in solitary confinement for a while?
Yeah. Of those 24 months that I served, 24 out of 27, I spent just over almost 10 of them in the hole in solitary.
Mm-hmm. And were you denied the kinds of things that Agent Ramos and Compion have been denied?
I was denied a lot of the stuff that they were, yes, sir.
Reading materials, correspondence, visitations, and so forth?
I was out, and when I was in isolation, yeah, I was denied those things, and it was hard to get anything I needed. But when I was on a compound, I actually had to, it was hard because I couldn't be, it was kind of hard for me. I couldn't be a cop that I had been for 15 years already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, I couldn't do it because they didn't want to hear it. I was an inmate. That's the first thing they told me. They said, yeah, we understand, and maybe we don't think you should be in prison, but your new name is inmate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had to get into that mind frame, and
yep.
if you go up and
they
you tell...
just following orders. Yep.
Yeah, you go up and you tell one of them corrections officers, hey, I used to be a federal agent, and, you know, whatever, they act like, what, are you looking for special treatment?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then if you don't tell them anything and they find out, they're like, oh, so you're trying to hide something. That means you were guilty. So you can't waive a salute.
Right, right. Now, also, let me ask you if, in fact, you had any altercations or problems with any of the population there.
I had the potential to have a lot of problems, but I actually stood my ground, and I'm Puerto Rican, so the Puerto Rican population actually didn't let them get to me, but the Mexican population actually did tell me they wanted me to check into the hole,
mm-hmm.
and that if I didn't, I was going to wake up dead, and they were going to stab me, and they better not catch me by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was confronted by about 30 or 40 of them. I walked around with magazines tucked into my waistband.
And I mean, what kind of protection were you afforded, if any?
Well, at one compound, I told the captain of the compound, or when I was in Florida, that I had been confronted by the Mexicans and that they told me they were going to stab me and everything. And he said, well, if you feel threatened, let me know. We'll put you in a hole. I said, me?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you put them in a hole, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no. Now, you know, if we'll put you in protective custody, which to them is putting you in solitary 24 hours a day.
Did you have family all this time?
I have a son in New York, and I have my mom here in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Now, that must have been harrowing for them as well.
Yeah, yeah. My son didn't understand what was going on, and he actually didn't know till much later. And my mom, she was devastated because, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, and it wasn't easy for her to raise me alone in Brooklyn, and mm-hmm. I actually accomplished something in my life, unlike many others in my family.
Right.
And when this happened, it was just tragic for her. You know, she was actually there when the marshals came in kicking my door. They actually pushed
yes.
her on the bed.
Now, I believe that it was the same individual, the same federal prosecutor. they call him Johnny Satan. Johnny
yeah.
Sutton, who managed to get you convicted, was that the case?
Yeah, it was his office, yes, sir.
It was his office, and he was personally involved then?
Yeah, he gave the direction, yes, sir.
Okay, and how many were on the team, the prosecutorial team?
On my case, we had the Bill Bauman, who's the assistant U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm.
We had Brent Allen Gray, who was a criminal civil mm-hmm. rights trial lawyer from the Department of Justice in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there also giving some comments was Gary Moore, which was an investigating agent from the Office of the Inspector General.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a couple of his law clerks and stuff like that. And the Mexican consulate was sitting on the first pew, whispering in his ear and everything.
Right, right, right.
I wrote a statement that actually says that, you know, the Mexican consulate was sitting there, and I guess I didn't express myself. He wasn't actually sitting at the table. He was on the first row in the benches talking to him over there.
Right, right. And when did you finally get out?
I got out. I actually left prison last January and went to a halfway house
mm-hmm.
and for 10 weeks, and I was actually released from custody March 21st of last year.
Of last year, that's 2006.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I know you've been on a couple of programs here at RBN, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's wonderful. You were at the big rally that was just held on June 16th, I believe. I mean, it's coming up June 16th.
Right.
But you were at one of the other rallies.
In D.C., yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I want to thank, by the way, Steve Mason for the help in getting you on the program, who, of course, Steve has been on this program many times.
Oh, really?
And, yes, and he is with the TX Minutemen organization.
Right.
So thank him. And the fact that you have been now free, released from custody of the federal prison system, I want to, when we come back from the break, ask you about what you can do in the future. What kinds of problems for you? Does this mean the end of your career? And so on and so forth. We'll invite listeners to join us to talk to our guest, ex-Border Patrol agent Gary Brugman, who was railroaded by the office of Johnny Sutton. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, we are on, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, and he is Gary Brugman, and I'd like to have you call him and speak with him directly tonight and congratulate him for his service and give him some encouragement. Gary, what are you going to, what are you permitted to do now that you're released? Can you get your old job back?
Oh, no, that's not ever going to happen at this point because I'm considered not just a convicted felon, but a violent felon.
You are considered a brutal individual, huh?
Correct.
For resisting a life-threatening situation from an illegal alien.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, this is not the first time now. It's not just you and Agent Compion and Agent Ramos and a handful of others. This is an ongoing danger and an ongoing process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I believe I was the first that, you know, Johnny Sutton did as a U.S. attorney. But, yeah, I definitely wasn't the last.
I'm sure that you get together with and speak with some of your fellow agents, some that you've worked with.
Yes, sir.
And the morale, if there is any left, must be pretty low, I would imagine, right now.
Yeah, they down in the sector that I used to work, the Del Rio sector, the agents came up with a slogan for me, and it's to protect and serve time.
Yeah, can you believe it? I like that.
I think it's kind of funny, but it's actually pretty sad.
It's tragically humorous. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
It is. And as a result of what has happened to you and others now, and we see this big move, I'm sure you're aware, you've done a lot of reading and you've had time to catch up. This Bush administration, this treasonous government in Washington, which of course is pushing the elimination of the border with Mexico and Canada to create this hemispheric union, is really hell-bent, and I do stress hell-bent on pushing this amnesty proposal, which has just temporarily gone down to defeat, the move to close debate on it and to end debate and bring it to the floor. As you know, that was a victory for America yesterday, and the Bush officials are angry. The reaction will be forthcoming. The payback, you know, the obviously the vindictiveness of this government in Washington knows no boundaries, no limits. So you're aware, of course, of the fact that this is just more than so-called policy in treating illegals. It has a lot more to do with creating this one-world system, right?
Yeah, correct. I actually believe that. You know, at one point in my career, I wouldn't have believed it at all.
That's right.
I lived by the law, you know, and I honestly, you know, a lot of things in my job I didn't agree with when I was, you know, because when you're a Border Patrol agent, Rick, I mean, you actually have to develop a strong stomach and a bit of a cold heart, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the law was the law.
In other words, you were naive. You were like most people, I think, in the job, saying, "Hey, if I do anything here, I'm going to do something to defend myself. I'm going to defend the country, and my government will back me up." Right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
And it didn't turn out that way, did it?
No, not one bit.
And you now looking back and say probably, hey, what was I doing there? You know, here I was thinking the best, thinking I was doing the right thing and was doing the right thing. And all of a sudden, I get convicted on these scurrilous charges by a overzealous prosecutor who obviously has his own agenda and his own axe to grind. He's not concerned with justice, has broken the law himself from what we've seen.
Several times.
Yeah. And, you know, here we go again. Over and over this is going on. Looking at your friends that you've made in the Border Patrol, it's amazing there's anyone left.
Yeah, it's a job that doesn't give you many rewards. You know, I went there with the attitude. I came out of the Coast Guard, so I saved lives,
right,
and I did a lot of rescues, and, you know, people, you know, wrote me letters and thanked me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there, I guess I kind of considered myself a bit of a patriot and thought I was actually making a difference, you know. And I guess I wasn't.
Well, you know, but you had a tremendous learning experience.
Yes, sir. Oh,
and
yeah.
You couldn't buy that experience.
Correct.
What you went through. And now you can speak on programs like this and all across the world of radio and tell the American public what your government or this government has done to you, which really means done to us. Because
mm-hmm.
This is a slap in our face. It's not just a slap in your face. But it really is an assault, an all-out assault by these criminals. And that's what they need to be called. They are criminals
to all
of us.
They're giving dope smugglers and dope dealers immunity. You know, people smugglers.
Absolutely.
I've seen
yes.
People murder people. You know, these
Whoa.
Smugglers murder people.
I want to talk about that, too, today.
And, you know, and that never makes the news, you know. And,
absolutely.
I mean, and it's ridiculous. You know, like, for one example, that I had one of my fellow agents responded to a van loading up in Eagle Pass area on top of some hills.
Mm-hmm.
Which we called Loma Bonita.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
yep.
why they called it that because it was a pretty ugly place.
Yeah.
But, they were loading up into a van, and he parked his vehicle, him and his partner, and they went on foot. And when they came out on the van, the driver put the van in reverse, drove it off the cliff. He jumped out, drove it off the cliff, and it rolled five times end over end, full of El Salvadorians, five times end over end, three times sideways, and killed 6 out of the 11 people inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And took off running, and they couldn't catch him because they had
yeah.
to help the people.
Incredible.
So if that's not murder, tell me what it is.
Yes, yes. We just saw that other incident with the false floor in the truck that collapsed, too.
Exactly.
And a group of people were killed, aliens again. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll take calls. 800-313-9443. Ex-Border Patrol Agent Gary Brugman, my guest. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with Gary Bergman, and we'll take calls at 800-313-9443. And we already have some calls for you, Gary, so let's take a couple, okay?
Sure.
All right, let's start with Joe, I believe. Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. Are you ready to speak to us?
Hi, Rick.
Hello there. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I just had my earphone in and I had to scramble to get it out.
Okay, that's all right. Say hello to Gary Brugman.
Gary, how are you, Gary?
How you doing, Joe?
Good, thank you. And I want to say thank you for your service to the country. You make us proud out here.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say, Gary, that a country can be taken into captivity one of two ways. It can be taken by taking prisoner all its citizens to another country and put them in captivity, or leave the citizens in their own country and bring others in to make them captive.
Mm-hmm.
So, either way, it's hard to realize the depths of something like that. However, if you listen to one's music, many times you can hear in the music, the talk that's on the street and in the captivity, the revolution that's talked about in the songs of people that that you have to deal with, and the music that they listen to. I feel that the captivity that we're in today is a worldwide captivity, and we can only escape this captivity in one way. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the scriptures at all, the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
The only escape I see remaining for us, and it's a it's quite an escape, is through Jesus Christ.
I agree with that.
He is the only way we are going to escape this captivity.
He's the only way I made it through prison.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
Yes.
And it was no accident that you made it so that you can testify, give an expert testimony, as you are doing today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the Lord God and Jesus Christ, I would never have made it out of there.
That's right.
Many of God's elect on this earth don't have a choice in their life. They have no free will. Their lives are predetermined,
mm-hmm.
and they do what the Father wants them to do. Sometimes they can't understand it right away, but he'll move them in and out of positions,
mm-hmm.
into places that you say, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
And he has a way of doing that with some people.
I've said that before.
And those people are special people to him.
Yes, and he is one of them.
And he knows who can handle it.
Yes.
And
see, Gary's here as a witness now as a result of all of this. And he'll answer just about any question that people can give to him about that captivity that he went through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's a warning to all Americans, really. You know, Joe?
That's right. That's right. You know, we were talking about the book of Job last night, Rick, on your program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Job meets persecuted.
Yes.
And he went through quite an ordeal, too.
Yes.
And even his own friends tried to turn his faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Even his wife.
Correct.
Even his wife told him, curse God and die.
Yeah. Yes.
The first,
can you believe it?
Yes. The first verse, the first chapter, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. Job means afflicted or persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Yet he went through all these things.
Yeah,
but
there were
in the end, he was repaid double.
Yes.
He got everything back double. He had his children taken away from him. And in the end, he was rewarded double.
When I was in there, I actually learned to accept that everything that I went through, after, you know, because I actually read the Bible three times front to back.
I don't understand it, though.
I couldn't quote it, though, but I read it front to back three times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One thing that I did learn to accept was the fact that God had planned this eons before I was even born.
Yes.
You know, so.
That's right.
And one thing, we had I had a little prayer circle that I attended every night. And one thing that I always said was, if this is what he wants, you know, then so be it. Because when we pray, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, it's his will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I like it or not, it's irrelevant, you know. I'll try to change it as much as I can, but it's his will ultimately.
Right.
His decision. So I actually learned to accept that.
And as you said, he saw you through it. He protected you.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are now as a witness to this, to warn the nation of the impending danger that lies ahead.
You see, he has a military army.
Mm-hmm.
It's with him now. Many of them are our grandparents and our ancestors from long ago. And he's forming a great army. He's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do battle.
Yep.
this battle is just starting to form.
Mm-hmm.
Just starting to happen.
Yeah, sometimes I'm afraid to think as what lies ahead of us.
Well, if we walk with the Father close, that's all we've got business doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we walk close with him, we better pray for the enemies that want to attack us.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's all we can do for
God be for us, who be against us, right, Joe?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Amen.
If we believe these words that we read.
That's the key, yeah.
That's the key.
Faith, yeah, and obedience.
That one word, if.
Yep.
There can't be any shadow of a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And we will win every battle, every way. He said to Joshua, which is Jesus in the Hebrew, he says, everywhere your footsteps, you have the victory. If you believe it, if mm-hmm. we believe it.
Right.
And I know you believe it.
You know, Rick, like I said, Johnny Sutton, he's not one of my favorite people on earth right now, but, you know, everybody says, oh, you must hate that guy. You know, hate's a really strong word. You know, and I don't hate the guy. He's not, like I say, he's not my favorite person, but like you said, a lot of people have been calling him Johnny Satan, and that's a really strong word, too,
yeah.
You know. And
you get that from Steve Mason.
I think it's funny, personally. I think it's funny, but I don't call the man that because
yeah.
it's wrong, you know. And like I said, I've read the Bible front to back, and to call somebody Satan is pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, you know, you really want to pity them more than anything.
I pray for them.
They might come to see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And many have, you know. It's not unusual to see people who have served formerly in positions of Satan and served to oppress people and to oppress Christians, and then we find that they are now on the other side. They've been called out.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be thankful for that, too. So your witness is probably, as Joe, I'm sure, is implying, probably has an unseen, shall we say, unintended consequences that we probably even now don't have any idea as to what may happen as a result of your witness today. But you can be sure that it's being used for his glory.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's the main thing. That's the main thing for the Father's
right.
glory. We, if I'm a shoe shine boy in the future,
mm-hmm.
working for him, I'll be pleased as heck.
You know,
that's right.
It's funny you say that because when I used to pray while I was in prison, I still pray it now. I always ask God. I said, God, if you have like a little low or medium facility joint done up there in heaven somewhere, you know, somewhere in the basement, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I get to be, you know, there in the kingdom with you.
That's it. Well, you know what it says, that he who puts his hands to the plow and turns back is not fit for the kingdom.
Amen.
So we can't turn back. That's the key.
True.
All right, Joe, thank you. Thanks for the call, brother.
You got a lot more for you than that.
Amen.
Okay, guys.
Thanks,
Good
Joe.
Night now. All right, 1-800-313-9443. Some encouragement for you tonight, Gary. And what a way to start. Let's take Roger in Pennsylvania next. Hello, Roger.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, Gary.
Haven't heard you in a long time, Roger. How have you been?
Been quite a while. My anyway.
You apologize. We accept it.
No,
sure.
Gary, I want to first thank you for your service in spite of our enemy, our Illuminati, One World or Burger, satanic controlling elites.
Mm-hmm.
And two separate questions, if you please. The first, while I'm realizing I take it accurately that as a general class, our prison guards are not noted for their intelligence, just the same, would you mean to say that there weren't even, say, one or two who had a spark of interest to maybe look somewhat aware of your circumstances, look in and conclude that you were perhaps a political tool used to demoralize the those doing your job and therefore might be looking out for you?
Like I said, I went to about five different prisons, and when I was in Coleman, Florida, and when I was in Yazoo City, Mississippi, there were probably two to three guards at each place that actually understood and emphasize, well, I wouldn't say sympathize, because, you know, that they can't feel sympathy for you. They understood what was going on, that it can happen. Yeah, I believe they looked out for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's at least a little encouragement
yeah,
on that
yeah.
front. And second and last, I was hoping you could maybe explain, I guess you're from the West, if not originally, certainly with your job location, but now I'm calling from eastern Pennsylvania. Now we have a large, mostly Puerto Rican Hispanic population in this area, mostly come down from New York, et cetera.
Right.
And I was just wondering or hoping you could explain, I figure that the Puerto Ricans basically shouldn't have any reason to have any common iron in the fire with the Mexican invaders. And on that score, we had this block and a half long phalanx of, I'm assuming, mostly 80-plus percent Puerto Ricans in common cause with the alien invaders. Now, the surprise shouldn't be, of course, that they had some of the labor union T-shirts. That would be the common link, you know, the general socialist communist thrust. So that I could understand. But beyond that, that these Puerto Ricans were willing to impugn themselves by allying them with foreign invaders. Could you explain that a bit?
Well, actually, I can't, because while I was in prison, the Puerto Rican population, when you're in prison, you side with your own and nobody else. So the Puerto Ricans weren't associates. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't talk to, because everybody talks to each other. But when it comes time for conflict or rules or prison rules or anything, everybody's on their own, you know?
Yeah, well that kind of makes it even more strange, given the usual antipathy often between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans.
Well,
yes.
I can't say I agree with you on that, because, like I said, I never saw them doing any kinds of business together or or anything like that. Yeah, because everybody always wants to take control, and at the place where I was in Yazoo City, it was a dominant Puerto Rican population, because they had moved a lot of the gangbanger and Mexicans out. They had shipped them across, because they had a big gang problem there in Yazoo City. So they shipped all of them out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty much run by Puerto Rican nature. So,
God bless you all.
All right. I appreciate that, Roger. Good to hear your voice again. let's take another call here. Jim in Texas is next. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
And
welcome aboard.
And your guest, Mr. Brugman, I believe his name is.
Brugman. Yeah. Gary Brugman.
I would like to bestow upon your guest an honorary doctorate in the U.S. Government School of Hard Knocks in public relations, because he learned the hard way that the worst enemy we ever had was the U.S. government, who he tried to serve faithfully, which a lot of people do. There are a lot of good government employees out there. But
yes,
when these government employees should stop and think, here's a guy that's trying to do his job to the best of his ability in the Coast Guard and the government, you know, just an ordinary citizen trying to do his job, and he gets railroaded into prison because of politically correct U.S. attorneys, okay, that want to make a statement. They
right.
want to make a statement.
That's
don't
it.
Don't you dare cross us in any way, shape, or it doesn't even matter if you cross them. If they can make a spectacle out of you to show that you did the wrong thing, they'll come after you. And they'll take a person like Lon Horiushi, the famous sniper at Ruby Ridge, who blasted a woman holding a baby, blew her brains out holding a baby, and they'll make him a hero and promote him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay? And this is a part I don't understand from government employees. Why don't they stop and think, what's going on with these people I work for? How can they do this? How can they glorify the BATF, who burns up all the children and adults in Waco and runs their flag up the flagpole immediately after they're still sitting there smoldering?
Well, Jim, you know, I'm not saying that you're completely wrong, because there's a lot of things that are wrong that haven't gone right. But I thought about this a lot, because, like you said, I sit there saying, man, I can't believe that my own government did this to me, you know. However, I still believe and I firmly believe that, you know, the country needs the government. You need to have a government, because if not, we'd be in chaos. Okay, you need law enforcement. You need, in one way or another, I'm not saying it's right, in one way or another, you actually need the BATF to do things, because trust me, I've seen a lot of people in prison and a lot of them do belong there.
Right.
You know, a lot of them do belong there and a lot of them were put in there by ATF. A lot of people hate the Border Patrol, you know, because, oh, la migra, because, you know, they do this and they beat people and we got this reputation and, you know, but you need it because you wouldn't believe what would be in this country without us.
Absolutely. We need a government, but
right.
Not this government. That's the point I'm trying
well,
to make.
It's the people in control of the government, the
exactly.
bats gotten into the belfry. They're
and,
the ones that are actually traitors and treasonously selling us down the river. So that is the core. That's the problem that we have to face. Those that have taken over the reins of government are unfortunately working with the external enemies of the United States.
Right. And for Gary's information,
yes.
I'm right down the road from you in Eagle Pass. I'm in Corpus Christi.
Oh,
so
right.
I know what you go through
yeah.
up there, okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I know exactly what you're going through, so... You know.
Well, thank you for your support, Jim. Appreciate the call. All right, we'll be back with more. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be back with Gary Brugman.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And we are back now with more conversation with former Border Patrol agent Gary Brugman. And we'll go to Canada now, Gary. Talk to Warren. Hello, Warren.
Hi, Rick. Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hello.
I just got an easy question for Gary.
Sure.
In regard to his comrades on the border, the people working with them, do they no, the government is basically corrupt and they're in there just looking out for themselves? Or do they buy into the media hype, you know, that they're doing great and all this stuff? What would you say the breakdown is amongst your fellow workers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can only say that a lot of them are very afraid to do their jobs. But a lot of these guys, what'd you say your name was, sir?
Warren.
Warren.
A lot of these guys love their job. I love the job, you know, and it's just it's a great job to raise a family with. It's a great job to have benefits with. It's a great paying job. But, you know, if they let us do it, you're serving the country. I mean, I got a lot of people helping me out right now, and as one other radio host told me, you know, that the government isn't America. The people are America. You know, and, yeah, we're getting paid by the government, but we're serving the people.
Of course. But, you know, how many would you say, or what percentage would you say, like, really will stand up? If their boss tells them to do something stupid, he'll say, hey, what are you talking about? And you'll talk back to them. Is it like 1 in 100 that'll actually stand up?
Actually, I think the number is quite a bit more right now because I think they're coming to realize that documentation is everything. And I know several agents that when they're told to do something, want it in writing. You know,
they're protecting their
ass. Yeah, they have to. You know, they have.
Well, you should have, but. You're the way you were screwed is there's no way to explain it. It's unexplainable. It's totally corrupt.
Warren, everything I did was documented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they,
yeah.
they either made it disappear or they used it against me. The pictures of this dope smuggler with the broken nose that they projected above the jury, you know.
Yeah.
I took. You know.
It's a wonder they didn't start laughing really.
Right. That was your picture.
You know, I forgot if it was four or five supervisors testified on my behalf that it was a frivolous complaint. This was taught in the academy. I did what I was supposed to. One of them even said, if he's on trial, we should all be on trial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my supervisors stood up for me.
Well, how could the jury be so stupid? Do you think they're bought on?
Well, I don't think they were bought on. What I actually think happened, Warren, was. I was charged with pushing an illegal alien. I was actually charged with kicking and striking an illegal alien, even though one agent said it wasn't a kick, it was a push, and the illegal alien himself said I never punched him.
Yeah, but 2 years, that's however, you could get a
like I said, they brought this dope smuggler out of his prison cell
mm-hmm.
from a totally separate case
mm-hmm.
and spent 3.5 days trying me for that case that I was not even charged with.
Yep.
And projecting his picture, so I think they confused the jury.
Well, that's what Sutton's office has done.
That's in
every case.
Oh, people in the jury aren't as stupid as you think. They're probably pretty smart. You know, they look at the evidence carefully.
Well, I'll tell you this: while they were deliberating, they asked the judge for a piece of the trial testimony, and the judge denied it. Said they had to go on their own memory.
Hmm.
So while they were deliberating, they said, "Well, we want to know. We want to." Piece of the transcript.
Well, they have the transcript in the jury room at the end of the trial, and they go over it.
They didn't have it.
Well, they're supposed to.
What kind of appeal did you have, if any?
I went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And you were turned down?
Actually, when I was there, I went with a...
All right, hang on to that thought. Warren, if you want to stay, you can stay. We'll be back in 1 minute to begin hour number two of the program with our guest... Ex-Border Patrol Agent Gary Brugman. I'm Rick Adams.